Welcome to Slice of Life, those few stolen moments out of your busy day devoted to food, fun, and my personal attempt to convince the USDA to make chocolate a food group. I'm your host, Eileen Goltz, foods writer, columnist for the Journal Gazette, and cookbook author. Today's recipes and topic of conversation is Hanukkah and potato pancakes. The Jewish celebration of Hanukkah begins this year at sundown on December 8th. Called the Festival of Lights, it commemorates the freedom of the Jewish people thousands of years ago. The holiday lasts for 8 days, beginning on the 25th day of the Jewish month of Kislev. It's a simple story. A Greek ruler named Antiochus had conquered the Jewish people. He prohibited the practice of their religion and desecrated their most holy place, the temple. This sparked a revolution led by a man named Judah Maccabee. After 3 years of fighting for their freedom, they won, and on the 25th day of Kislev, they reclaimed the temple, cleansed it, and prepared it for rededication. There was only enough special oil found to light the menorah to last for 1 day. However, miraculously, the oil lasted for 8 entire days until a new supply could be obtained. Hanukkah is the 8-day festival to celebrate this miracle. Many people believe that because Hanukkah is celebrated around the same time of year as Christmas, there's a connection or similarity between the two. Not so. Hanukkah is only a minor Jewish holiday. The only specifically religious celebration is the lighting of the menorah or a candelabra in the evening at sundown. Any food fried and oiled is considered a treat during Hanukkah, and the potato pancake has taken on the role of quintessential Hanukkah food. Before I give you my favorite Hanukkah recipe, I want to give you a few simple tricks to make your potato pancake the best. First of all, have all your ingredients ready to go before the potato shredding begins. You can peel your potatoes, you don't have to. Mince your onions and get the eggs ready to mix. To prevent the potatoes from browning, they may need to be peeled in advance and kept under cold water. But once they're shredded, you've got to work fast. I always beat the eggs and flour together beforehand, no matter what the recipe says. That's how they do it in the restaurants. When you're frying, use a generous amount of oil. I like to use peanut oil. It gives it a really nice taste. When using a hand grater, it works just fine, but for most times, I just use my Cuisinart. Squeeze, squeeze, squeeze your potatoes. Get all of that liquid out. The more you get out, the crisper they're going to be. Serve them immediately. Drain them first for just a few seconds on paper towel, but the hotter they are, the more delicious they are. You can top your potato pancakes or latkes, as they're called, with sour cream, yogurt, applesauce, and even brown sugar if you like sweet rather than savory. Here's my favorite recipe for a classic potato pancake. You need about 2 eggs beaten, 4 medium russet potatoes, about 8 ounces each, about 1/4 cup of flour, 1/4 cup grated onion, about 1 teaspoon of salt, about 1/2 teaspoon of pepper, and about 1/2 cup of vegetable or peanut oil. In a large bowl, combine the eggs, flour, onion, salt, and pepper, and stir. Using your hands, squeeze out as much liquid as you can from the potatoes. You can always put them into a colander and press down. Add the potatoes to the egg mixture and mix well. In a large skillet, heat the oil. You can use more oil. I just used 1/2 cup as a suggestion. Fry in the hot oil until golden brown. Flip, it's about 3 to 5 minutes on each side, and then serve as soon as it's bubbly and golden. It makes about 12 4-inch round pancakes. Thanks for listening to Slice of Life. I'm your host, Eileen Goltz, and as always, I welcome any feedback, comments, and column suggestions you might have. You can reach me at nipr.fm or ezTlog, that's Goltz backwards, at gmail.com. And you can catch up on my columns and contact me through the Journal Gazette at www.jg.net. This is Eileen Goltz, and as always, I encourage you to eat dessert first.